This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Priya Badu. Chief Minister Pema Khandu has announced the formation of four high-powered committees to examine and recommend measures on matters related to re-verification of APST certificates, non-APST offspring issue, strengthening the ILP framework and review of ILP guidelines 2026 and illegal infiltration. The committees were formed today following discussions with Arunachal Indigenous Tribes Forum, CBOs, APSU, ST Bachao Andolan Committee, government officials and legal experts. Sharing more details, Khandu, in a social media post, informed that each committee will be led by Cabinet Minister rank leadership and will include representatives from AITF, APSU, ST Bachao Andolan Committee, legal experts, research scholars and women representatives to ensure a balanced, inclusive and action-oriented process. Khandu further added that the official notification constituting the committees will be issued by Monday. The Golden Jubilee celebration commemorating 50 glorious years of Arunachal Pradesh State Transport Services commenced today at Khonsa. As a part of the ongoing celebrations, Deputy Chief Minister Chauna Men flagged off the state's one-of-its-kind restaurant bus, the Road Safety Awareness Bus, and a new fleet of luxury buses at Khonsa today. A landmark initiative aimed at redefining public transportation, promoting road safety consciousness and enhancing passenger experience across Arunachal Pradesh. The three-day celebration marks a historic milestone in the journey of APSTS, which began its operations from Khonsa in 1975 with just two buses and has since evolved into a vital transport lifeline connecting communities across Arunachal Pradesh and beyond. Marking the commencement of the Golden Jubilee celebrations of the Arunachal Pradesh State Transport Services, Minister for Transport, Rural Development and Panchayati Raj Ojing Tasing, in the presence of Khonsa West MLA cum advisor to Home and Transport Chakat Abo, to deflect off the Run for Road Safety Marathon at Khonsa. Organized as a key event of the APSTS Golden Jubilee celebrations, the marathon sought to promote road safety awareness, healthy living and community participation. The event witnessed an overwhelming response from athletes, students, youths and members of the public from across the district, creating an atmosphere of enthusiasm and sporting spirit. Chief Electoral Officer of Arunachal Pradesh, Pawan Kumar Sen, convened a coordination meeting with officers of the Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly, the Information and Public Relations Department and Doordarshan Kendra at Nirvachan Bhavan, Itanagar today. The Chief Electoral Officer apprised the participants on the ongoing special intensive revision of electoral rolls aimed at ensuring inclusion of all eligible electors while eliminating ineligible entries from the rolls. Emphasizing the vital role of media and public communication in the electoral process, the CEO described DIPR Department, Doordarshan and AIR as key institutional partners in promoting transparency, voter awareness and public confidence. Chairperson of the National Commission for Women, Vijaya Rahatkar, today stressed the urgent need for greater awareness, sensitivity and interdepartmental coordination among stakeholders working for women's safety and justice. Addressing a training and capacity building program at Itanagar for protection officers, one-stop center personnel, counselors and other officials, she highlighted the crucial role played by frontline institutions in ensuring timely support and justice for women. In her address, Mrs. Rahatkar underlined that several women continue to suffer in silence due to social pressure, financial dependency and lack of awareness about their rights. Expressing gratitude to the government of Arunachal Pradesh, district administration, supporting organizations and all stakeholders involved in organizing the program, she called upon all departments and institutions to work collectively towards building a society where every woman feels safe, respected and empowered. A district-level review cum district-level monitoring committee meeting was held under the chairmanship of the Deputy Commissioner Is Siang Sonalika Jivani to review the district development report for April 2026 and assess the progress of various centrally sponsored and state-sponsored schemes being implemented in the district. In a continued effort to strengthen regional understanding of the Siang Upper Multipurpose Project, a two-day public awareness and community engagement program was successfully conducted across the villages of Pangkang. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.